information we have.
Levels in the soil continue to decrease due to clean air regulations, leading to sulfur deficiency in crops. Nutrient Ag Solutions senior agronomist Mike Howell says the need for sulfur increases as yields increase.
There's not nearly as much sulfur emission, so I think we've probably hit the plateau as far as it's been cleaned up. The other side of that coin is we're constantly increasing our yields. So the more we're increasing yields on any crop, the more nutrients they're going to need to make that yield. So the need for sulfur is increasing. At the same time, the supply of sulfur that we were getting is diminishing. So therefore, we've got this need for more sulfur in the fields these days.
A study from Purdue University suggests 10 to 15 pounds of sulfur per acre is the minimum effective rate for sulfur deficient fields applied no later than at side dressing. Howell says sulfur deficiency looks a lot like nitrogen deficiency.
The difference is nitrogen deficiency is going to start at the lower part of the plant and work its way up. Sulfur will start at the top of the plant and work its way down. So if you start seeing these yellowing plants starting at the top, moving their way down, a pretty good indicator you may have a sulfur deficiency. I'd recommend getting a plant tissue test at that time and making some adjustments.
Large